This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I felt dizzy, and I did lose my balance for a minute. Once I got in, once I could sit down, once I could cool off, once I had some water, I immediately started feeling better.
Hillary Clinton said she didn't think pneumonia was going to be that big of a deal. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hillary. She looked a little shaky to me. She looked, in fact, as if she was kind of wobbly. There were cameras that had caught her at the 9/11 remembrance, where she was out for 40 minutes or so in the elements. However, it was not hot. One of my best buddies lives in New York. I double-checked to say, okay, this isn't people just bagging on Hillary. What was the temperature? And the temperature was actually just kind of normal. It wasn't a hot, horrible day. So she's saying that she didn't think her pneumonia was going to be so brutal, so she figured she was okay. She was supposed to have rest. Remember, she had a cough last week, and they chalked that up to allergies. And she said she experienced a similar cough in the spring and fall, and so now we're diagnosing Hillary's coughs. And she was rushed to her daughter's apartment because it was close, or kind of close to where they were for the memorial, naturally. And here's what she said about that.
My daughter lives nearby, so I went over to her apartment and, you know, spent time with her and my grandchildren, which, you know, right, the best medicine for anything in my life.
All right, so what do you think? Much ado about nothing, or cover up? She did talk about her health, did say she was going to be transparent about it. That's why you're hearing what you just heard. She's saying, obviously, I should have gotten some rest sooner. I probably would have been better off if I just pulled down my schedule on Friday, but like a lot of people, I thought I could keep going forward and power through it, and didn't work out so well. She did an interview with Anderson Cooper from CNN. And Cooper asked her about her husband's remarks in an interview with Charlie Rose from PBS and CBS Morning News if she occasionally became dehydrated and gone through episodes like Sundays, how many times that had happened before. She said, I really can only twice recall that happening ever. I was just incredibly committed to being at the memorial. As a senator on 9/11, it's incredibly personal to me. I could feel how hot and humid it was. I felt overheated. I got some water and blah, blah, blah. So this was the talk of the weekend. Because already, as many of you know, with the ages of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, there's been conversations about their health and what is their health like, and what do their doctors say, and all of that. What happens? What do we not know? Is there something we don't know about either one of them? Does this play out in a favor of Trump, or nah, not really? It seems to me that that coin that keeps getting flipped is just going higher in the air. And I still point to the 26th. If either one of them are off, if there's a big hacking attack on the 26th for Hillary Clinton, that is pure on disaster. That's what I would say. All right, right from the get-go, we're going to jam on Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Wait, I have to go to my daughter's house, though, but my phone's just good. really, you know, no one is asking this question. What if it had happened to Trump? Can you imagine? News media would be like a beehive. They'd be, oh, my God, he is ineligible. You know, but with Hillary, Well, she just happened to go to, look, if somebody tells you there were thousands of people at a really important gathering with dignitaries from all over the world, and six people fainted, and one of them was a candidate for president of the United States, you'd go, things that make you go, But if somebody said to you, you know, there were thousands of people there, and only one person fainted, and that person is trying to become president of the United States, Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah, that nobody's going to feel good about that, no.
And the whole world is watching. I mean, I sent you a video. You can see her leg is totally limp. She's dragging her foot.
Yeah, in the video. Yes. Yeah.
Her arm is behind her, too, and it stays back there. And, pneumonia, I mean, it seems like she had some sort of seizure or something. And but the thing is, the whole world is watching this. Not just the people, but all the politicians of all the other countries.
Yes.
And they're going, man, this lady is not up to par. And she's not. I mean, she couldn't qualify for a door greeter at Walmart right now with this physical condition. She couldn't, right? You have to be able to stand up and stay awake. And she's falling, So I'm just saying, if this had happened to Donald Trump, man, you would have, a panel of doctors, a mile long. Right now, you don't have anybody willing to say anything about it. And it's not an isolated incident either. We've had these coughing fits and then I was, there's something, she fell on her head and had a tumor or something like
that.
Yeah,
yeah. There was the whole talk about that, yeah.
Come on. You have got to just take a step back. And I think that there's a lot of Democrats out there, Kate, that supported Bernie Sanders. Okay. And then when WikiLeaks came out and said, yeah, you look what the Democratic Party was doing to old Bernie during the campaign. These people are now thinking Hillary needs to get, to step aside because, our guy, even though he's old, at least he's not fainting every damn day.
Yeah. Yeah. You cannot show that kind of weakness. Let's be real, too. You can't. You just can't.
I mean, if this had happened to Trump, the people that were for Ted Cruz would be going, dude, man, you got to step aside and let Cruz come in, something like that.
Yeah.
But I've followed politics since the Kennedys, since the 1960. 1960 was the first one I remember. I've never seen a presidential candidate in such bad shape. And, even if she was in a wheelchair, but if she was, cognizant, but you can't be falling out like that. And like I said, how many people were out there? What, 10,000 people? Only one person fainted, okay?
Yeah.
And then they take her to her daughter's apartment, come on, give me a break.
Exactly. Give me a break. Tomas, thanks. Anybody else want to react? You certainly can. You heard what Tomas had to say. Give me a break. And it definitely wasn't hot. See, that's the thing. Pneumonia. 855-266-5283. We'll take your calls. Plus, tweet this. Oh, we got some good ones.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Newbiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
The bumpy road along this election path, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, an election day in November. We're talking about Hillary Clinton and what happened to Hillary Clinton. She says she has pneumonia. She didn't think it was that bad, the whole pneumonia thing, and that's all it was about. She sat down and had a conversation with Anderson Cooper about that. She said she just wants to get it over and done with and get back on the trail as soon as possible. There's no question the camera caught her, however, wobbly, and she stumbled Sunday when she was getting into a car, and she was, as you heard, going to her daughter's house. She was diagnosed with pneumonia, and that fueled the flames that she isn't forthcoming about important details, especially illnesses. She's very secret about that, and the Republicans are really exploiting that for sure, including Donald Trump. Justin Duckham, True Insider from Talk Media News in Washington. I can only imagine, Justin, that this is what everybody was talking about today, right?
Absolutely. This was something that has really sort of changed a lot of the discussion.
Ah, there he is. So is everybody talking about Hillary Clinton?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely are. This has really been changing a lot of the sort of tone of the race. This is beginning getting quite a bit of attention. Of course, not just the fact that she does have pneumonia. That certainly is sort of a new development in this race. But what a lot of people are charging as sort of a, an apparent cover-up, or at least just an inability to really come clean as soon as this was sort of breaking that has really rubbed people the wrong way. Yesterday, of course, we had this initially being a case of, overheating, and then this ended up developing into pneumonia after it was kind of attributed to dehydration. So that sort of rapid change is something that has, just really raised more questions and really, been kind of running the conversation over here.
Do you think that the issue of health is one that's going to be brought up more for both of the candidates now? It has been a little bit in the past, but they just, fluff it off. I think now with this happening with her, it's tougher to do.
I certainly think this is going to be one of the bigger issues. Previously we've seen both candidates kind of coming into scrutiny, and this is a situation that really, of course, has been driven in particular because there were so many lingering questions that were posed by quite a few Trump supporters and surrogates and whatnot. Obviously, with not really much evidence out there, but now with this, video and whatnot, it's something that just kind of fuels a fire and ends up, putting this in sort of the mainstream media and making this sort of a mainstream, question, one that people can actually ask about. And it's, not necessarily the first time we've had this issue of health on the campaign trail in recent years, candidates have been known to campaign while not feeling 100% from time to time. Rick Perry back in 2012 was a pretty good immediate example of somebody who, campaigned while undergoing some pretty severe back pain and whatnot, ended up kind of stumbling due to that, and, never really had to acknowledge it publicly until after this took, place. But that's just sort of the immediate example that a lot of people are pointing to today.
Yeah, how about the, even David Axelrod is saying that part of the problem for Hillary Clinton is that she needs to just be real, that she doesn't have to be so secretive, and it's unhealthy that she's got this desire for privacy. And, now this is becoming a bigger issue, too, as well. But, let's be serious. You're in Washington. How transparent are the politicians that you've covered?
That's a good question. Not very. But this really is kind of a perfect storm in terms of how bad this really was. Obviously there was a lot of people who were kind of, darkly suggesting that Hillary Clinton had issues. So she was put in a corner where she couldn't have necessarily, taken a sick day. There was obviously a lot of political weight that came along with going to the 9/11 ceremony. This wasn't necessarily a situation where she could have come out and just said that she wasn't feeling very well and then not have, any repercussions. But ultimately that did come out and it just kind of went along the, just most unfortunate way possible for Hillary Clinton. It's kind of hard to imagine this, going as badly as it did. It's just kind of the fact of life at this point. I think Axelrod makes a pretty good point.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. By the way, we're going to talk about John Kerry announcing a U.S.-Russia deal on the Syrian ceasefire. If you are down with that, if you believe that, we'll do that coming up here. But first, let's go to Tweet This. I flew those birds in just for all of you. Does the guy that talk about the spaceships do that? He might get the big checks. But darn it, we bring the birds. All right, so how about this? David Axelrod slamming Hillary Clinton, like I mentioned to Justin there, for her unhealthy need for privacy. He says it's more of a problem than a recent pneumonia diagnosis. David Axelrod on his Twitter account said this the other day: antibiotics can take care of pneumonia. What's the cure for an unhealthy penchant for privacy that repeatedly creates unnecessary problems? Kellyanne Conway, the campaign manager for Donald Trump, quickly picked up the tweet and complimented Axelrod, who served, of course, as the chief strategist for Obama's presidential campaign. She said, "Whoa, well said." And then she pumped it out there, twitter.com, David Axelrod. And then he shot back, "Transparency works both ways," at Kellyanne Poles, and said, "Where are you with tax returns, health records, secret plans. So how about that? So Clinton got the news to clear this all up, got the news of her diagnosis on Friday, but didn't disclose it to the public until Sunday when she appeared sick and wobbly at that 9/11 memorial service in New York and left early. And then first they said she was overheated, then she was feeling much better, but then they revealed she had pneumonia. So he's right about that. That's a problem. Wait, you knew she had pneumonia. Now it's Sunday. You just say she has pneumonia. I mean, come on. And then that's what happens. You get caught not being truthful because you could have easily pumped that out there, right? They could have done a better job of that. So give me a break. You know, and it's interesting because Jennifer Palmieri, who's one of her peeps, did tweet out, because somebody's got to respond to this. She said, we could have done better yesterday, but it is a fact that the public knows more about HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, than any nominee in history. So, you know what I mean? In contrast, Trump has less transparency than other nominee in modern history. You're not going to Trump on the health thing when they've got video of her looking wobbly, frankly, because she did. She absolutely, there's no way, I don't care what your politics are, has nothing to do with that. If you look at the video, she's wobbly in the video, so that doesn't play well. How about that? Okay, so I said I would mention this. John Kerry talking about the new deal, the new day, it's a done deal, blah, blah, blah. He announced the U.S.-Russia deal on a Syrian ceasefire. Seems like we have been talking about Syria forever and the atrocities and the things that are happening to people. But nonetheless, the United States and Mother Russia have a deal. He said, today we are announcing an arrangement that we think has the capability of sticking, but it's dependent on people's choices. He said that heading into the weekend in Geneva, Switzerland. He was there with his best pal, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. And Kerry said the pact calls for the government, the Syrian government, and the opposition to respect a nationwide ceasefire. And it's already in effect. And so far, they're following it in day one, which it's a good deal for the people who are caught in the middle of this. I mean, there's no question. Because, I mean, this is a torn up country, people. This is a brutal country. Airstrikes over the weekend, 24 people killed just in the wrong place. I mean, the images are sickening and sad. Aleppo, it's brutal. It looks like it almost looks like a twisted movie scene, like it can't be real when you see it. That's how bad it is. So, will this hold or not remains to be seen if it's going to legitimately hold up. Coming up next, did anybody nail the score? Find out.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Walks barely down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready?
Alex Smith, the quarterback. Kirkhendrick West to his right. They're going to option it. Smith will keep it. He dives to the end zone. He's got a touchdown! Kansas City in one of the greatest comebacks in Chiefs Kingdom history.
Yeah, baby. Gotta love the excitement in that call. And absolutely, thanks to the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network for that. The Chiefs down 21 points, but not out. They roar back. One of the exciting games from over the weekend, beating the Chargers, who I thought had bagged it. And probably many other football fans did as well. I thought everybody was leaving for stakes. But there was other stakes to be had on the field, and it just shows you why. It's never over until it's over, baby. It's just never over, right? So that was one of the more exciting comebacks. 33-27, they won. Alex Smith redeemed himself, passing for 363 yards and two touchdowns. There were a couple of tight games that were determined by just a point, like the Raiders beating the Saints 35-34, huge gamble there, and it paid off big for them. The Bengals beat the Jets, for all of you in Ohio listening, 23-22. Then we had some other excitement with the Eagles and their young quarterback, rookie, taken in the last draft at number 2, Carson Wentz, passing for 278 yards and two touchdowns. The Eagles slaughter the Browns 29-10. Woohoo! I love those Philadelphia Eagles. But our game of the week was this game. Here's one of the highlights or lowlights, depending on what side you were on, the Giants or the Cowboys. Check out Eli Manning.
Manning in a shotgun set. Two receivers right, one split left. Calls out the signals. He takes the snap. He looks. He throws the middle of the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Victor Cruz! And he breaks out the salsa for the first time since 2014.
All right, so absolutely, that's what happened. Breaking out the salsa, doing the dance, the Giants beating the Cowboys 20-19. Dak Prescott had a great day, but just wasn't enough in the end. Terrence Williams should have gone out of bounds, giving the Cowboys a chance at a kick. It didn't happen. And the Giants leave Dallas with the win 20-19. Nobody had 20-19 as their guess. In fact, probably the closest, I mean, my crazy guess was Cowboys 27-24. The closest would be Nathan, who had 21-17. So how about that? Nathan, who is such a big football fan. And look what happened. He almost won. But almost doesn't count, except for in horseshoes. And besides, he couldn't really win because we couldn't. What prize could I give him, right? I don't know. I would have had to gone up to Minneapolis to the mothership and taken him out to dinner or something. I'm not quite sure what we would have done on that. You know, because we're very legal here about what it is that we, you know, what we do. So that would not have that would not have been good if he had won. Let's just put it that way. We did have somebody that won one time on the staff. All right, as I said, coming up, we've got true or false, and in between with the odds and ends, the Hillary story lives large as to what was going on with Hillary and her health, and we go to the same thing all over again of secrecy, 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 and how much that ends up biting this campaign in the rear end. You know, if you think about it, it's just like the thing with the emails, the thing with Benghazi, never up front, always days or weeks or months later. And with this pneumonia, I already mentioned it, she knew she was diagnosed. They said she had it on Friday, and here it was Sunday, and then that's the first we're hearing of it. So she looks very wobbly. The camera catches her wobbly, and like her leg is going to go down. As that's happening, what's running through your mind? We don't know it's pneumonia. We have no idea. Then they blame it on the heat, which there wasn't very much heat. It wasn't that humid. So that's not good for the Clinton campaign. Although if you look at the polls, some of them taken right before this latest thing, the health scare, I'll call it. I think pneumonia is serious. I can't imagine calling my husband and telling him, oh, I've been diagnosed with pneumonia. I know other people have struggled with that no matter what age you are. So it's not great. You definitely need rest. And she obviously was not getting that rest and was there at the 9/11 memorial. So a big, big deal, needless to say. As I said, since we're doing the odds and ends thing and we're moving around, and I talked about Syria and this supposed deal, this U.S.-Russia deal, and I say supposed because let's see how it plays out. Already over the weekend, you had severe bombing again in Aleppo. It was terrible. I saw this image burned into my head this morning when I was drinking some coffee. This sad-looking man, just so sad, tears dripping down. You could just see dripping down his face, holding a little girl. So, I mean, the problems that have existed there, I don't know that it's going to just be bing bang, we got a deal, and everybody, let's just get along. I think it's going to go much, much deeper than that. All right, as we're going to shake in a couple of different directions, how about Jill Stein? You know, we had Greg Stebbin on last week, who wrote a book, has written several books, 16 books, but wrote a book about the White House and presidential trivia, and talked about this petition on change.org to include Jill Stein as one of the debaters in this upcoming presidential debate, which we know, of course, no way is that happening. But she comes out and gets a little bit of headline juice, I'll call it, when she says she would not have ordered the assassination of Osama bin Laden. So with the 15th anniversary of September 11th and the terror attacks, she told the Des Moines Register that she would have tried to bring him to trial in accordance with the international law. She said, I think assassinations, they're against international law to start with. And to that effect, I think I would not have assassinated Osama bin Laden, but would have captured him and brought him to trial. You know what, Jill Stein, good luck trying to capture Osama bin Laden. If you know anything about what happened at that compound, they are damn lucky that they even got into the compound, the Navy SEALs, and did what they were able to do in that surprise attack. Very doubtful that they would have cuffed him and brought him in anywhere. And then you could, if you want to take it a step further, what would that be like if you had Osama bin Laden in custody? Where are you trying him, where someone's not assassinating him or trying to assassinate other people to get Osama bin Laden and release him? It would have disaster, sorry, written all over it. So you could say, why would that move happen? And I think there are a lot of answers for that. But the Jill Stein answer, I get it. She's saying in accordance with law. But I don't know anybody out there listening to America Tonight, if you would feel empathetic toward Osama bin Laden. I certainly did not have those feelings, as I was somebody who was in New York and was looking forward to a very bright future until his people flew those planes into the Twin Towers and then into the field in Shanksville, the plane that went down, and of course the Pentagon. So that's certainly, I don't think it wins her any fans, but regardless, it doesn't make much of a difference, because I don't think the Green Party, or Gary Johnson for that matter, so they're the two, and he's actually polling higher than her, I don't think they're going to pull very much away from Clinton, and certainly not away from Trump. Now, CNN did an odds. They ran some odds on Hillary of winning due to this health scare. They say that her odds of winning have dropped 58% since she showed up wobbly in that camera shot where they caught the other day on Sunday out at the memorial that we were talking about. So 58%. I think that's pretty significant. And does that go lower when we do the poll of polls as it comes up later in the week? Or, you know, what happens there? How much of a bite will this prove to be to Hillary Clinton's quest to become the next president? And then there's something trending on Twitter. It's not new, but it's hashtag Hillary's body double. It adds to all the conspiracy of what really was happening there. Was it a body double and they just hurriedly shoved her off? I don't know. How would you get away with that, right? I wish I had a body double so that when I'm not feeling well, and you know, sometimes I've been whipped by a couple of brutal bugs, where you've heard me coughing on the radio, even with a cough button. So violent my cough, right through the cough button. I wish I had a body double. How great would that be? All right, coming up on the flip side, true or false? Patrick Eggdorf joins me for another edition of That Should Be Fun. We'll weave in a call or two if you want to throw in your two cents. Body double or not? Should she have told the world she was diagnosed with pneumonia? 855-266-5283. Meet you over the fence.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Of America tonight. So it's always fun to invite Patrick Eggdorf, our technical director, on the air. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself, Kate?
I was doing good until my husband ran in to tell me that I spelled alma mater wrong. Do you know how to spell alma mater?
I haven't a clue.
Did you say I haven't a clue?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel better. Then that's good. If you can't spell it and I can't spell it, you are destined to be on this show. I used to be a good speller, and then computers came along. And you grew up completely with computers, didn't you?
Yep, pretty much.
Wow. So do you know how to spell at all? You know how to spell your name, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. All right. So speaking of spelling, you're going to love this. And you can tell me it's either true or false, and you may or may not know. That's the whole idea. Have you ever heard of the acronym YOLO?
Oh, yes.
Has it been added to the dictionary?
Oh, man. I hope not, but I'm going to say true because I believe it.
True. It has been added to the dictionary. Tell everybody who is over 50 what YOLO means.
YOLO basically means, well, it's an acronym for you only live once. So it's kind of like a famous last words thing.
Yeah, so now it's not slang, it's not, I mean, boom, it's part of the vernacular. But you know what? You got to think about this. Ginormous is now a word. A couple of years ago, they put ginormous in the dictionary. So YOLO, Have you ever heard of Mircea?
I don't think so.
Okay, Mircea, and I hope I'm saying that right, has also been added to the dictionary as well. So it might be Marika. I think it's Marika. I don't even know it. Merica. It's Merica.
Oh, Merica.
So there we go. So we've got a live studio audience in our other facility, and Merica is the word. It's colloquialism. So that's why YOLO makes it in. How about this one? I know you know what this is. Kegerator?
I don't know that one.
Oh, come on. Kegerator. Think about it. Kegerator.
It's got to do something maybe like a frat party with kegs.
Yes. Thank you. You got it. See, that was easy to figure out. That's so crazy. I mean, it's crazy. How about this? Here's another one. I like this, too. This also got in. Now, this, I understand. Forget about it. It's such an East Coast colloquialism, though. Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. How about this? Non-apology. When you're sorry, you're not sorry. So now we have a word for when you're sorry, you're not sorry. That is so crazy. And then there's squee. Do you know what squee is?
I don't know.
We're going to have to get you a whole list. I mean, this is your generation. Squee is squeals of joy, usually high-pitched.
Huh.
Okay, now this is bad. All right, guys, are you listening? I hope we have a ton of people listening to this show. I hope the spaceship guy is off tonight or something. You know, what's his name, Nori? out spending some of his big money. We're just a little show that could. Mm-hmm. He gets the big checks and the huge advertisers and all the big money. But so anyway, he doesn't have to worry about this, but I think there may be a few of you that have to worry about it. It's such a bummer when you get them. But moobs, it's called moobs. You know what moobs is?
I think so.
What do you think it is?
Is it man boobs?
Yes! You are so smart. It's man boobs. So now there's a word for that. So girls by the pool are saying that, or out at the mall or wherever. That's what they're saying. That's so crazy. So welcome to what women live with. Now you have the word for that. That is so crazy. All right, so other true or falses. How about this? Football stadiums are always trying to outdo each other. Well, trying to be the biggest, the baddest, and the one that's the most talked about. And, of course, Jerry Jones, who owns the Dallas Cowboys, who lost the other day to the Giants, made big news with the cost of what I call Jerry World, AT&T Stadium, with the big screens and all that other stuff. But he might not be the hottest game in town anymore, although maybe he still is. Here's the deal. The cell phone, you know, everything's about mobile. What's coming up on your phone? Everybody lives there. And even if you're 50 plus, same thing. It doesn't matter. I mean, anybody who can get their hands on a phone and can work it correctly or get used to it, you're doing all kinds of things with mobile apps and all that kind of stuff. So in New York, MetLife Stadium, home of the New York Giants and the Jets, is one of the arenas spending a lot of money on wireless networks and mobile apps. They're betting they can offer fans an incredible experience and get them off the couch and back into the stands, make it interactive. True or false?
True.
It is true. Because what are they going to do? They know that there's people that are fantasy freaks. There are people that just want to know the score. They know that we live on the phone. And if you can bring the phone and the game all in the same place, that's a very smart, whoever came up with that idea, it's a very smart, smart thing to do, because there's a good chance that you can, that you could attract people. They're right. Attract people back into the stadiums because they'll get an experience that they really can't get anywhere else. So I think that's pretty wild. All right, how about this? The Facebook CEO is offering is offering $5 million, a little bit different, $5 million to give to Donald Trump to have him release his tax returns. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
False. It is the CEO, the guy who started LinkedIn. The LinkedIn CEO is offering $5 million to see Trump's tax returns. So somebody did offer it, but it wasn't Mark Zuckerberg. Instead, it was the LinkedIn dude. And LinkedIn couldn't, Patrick, I don't know if you're on LinkedIn, but it couldn't be any bigger. And trust me, it's only going to get bigger. And that spans across the generations, you know, for sure. So he decided that he was going to get into the political conversation in that way. Reese Hoffman, his name, is the co-founder and executive chairman of LinkedIn, pledged on Monday he would donate that to veterans organizations if Trump released his tax returns before the final presidential debate. You know, that's that whole, he's kind of stirring the pot about Trump and veterans. He says Trump claims to love veterans, and so we're asking him to put his money where his mouth is. And let's see if he's willing to do it. But I don't think he's going to do that. Maybe he will. He may call them on it and release the tax. I mean, really, there's some of what we already know that's probably there. I'm not sure what difference it makes. What shocking thing are we going to see that's going to just bowl us over and make us not, you know, believe that whatever he said is twisted in a much different direction, because we already know what we get. All right, how about this? There was $1 million raised for an 89-year-old popsicle man so he could just retire. True or false?
True.
False. His name is Fidencio Sanchez. He is 89, and he's been selling popsicles in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood for a very long time. He's exhausted. That's going to be me. Because I'm not the spaceship guy. He shuffles up and down the streets, pushing a freezer cart stocked with icy treats, and people like him, and he always smiles, and they think he's great. But his knees are starting to go. So there was an online fundraiser, crowd sharing thing for him, and they did raise money for him, Patrick. So I kind of tricked you. $220,000 is what they raised for him. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
I think it is too. GoFundMe. And within hours, people from all over the place. 3 days later, 221,000 donations. They said he was just overwhelmed when he heard that. I love it. And they were just trying to get $3,000. They showed pictures of them and whatever. See, sometimes it really does pay charity. You know, a lot of people saw that and were very touched by it. All right, Patrick, thank you very much.
Yeah, anytime.
And thanks to all of you, especially that tall guy in the back, for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. They're microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.